From Streamline Publishing, the radio and television and business report, our friends at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I'm the editor-in-chief at the Radio and Television Business Report, and I'm coming to you from Palm Beach County, Florida this morning. This is recorded on Thursday, October 11th, 2018, and we are certainly thinking of our colleagues in our hearts, in our prayers up in the Panhandle in Panama City Beach, Florida. It's quite a distance away from us, but they are certainly recovering from Hurricane Michael this morning, and kind of puts in perspective, if you will, the importance of local media. And both WMBB television and WJHG television, along with the team at iHeartRadio in Tallahassee, has done a tremendous job covering the storm. Both the TV stations in Panama City are off. The radio stations are really struggling to get back, but it says a lot about the power of local radio, and it says a lot about the importance of reaching the community in ways that only a local broadcaster can. And with that, we have on the phone with us today Paul Danitz. He is the director of sales for Glades Media, which is located here in Palm Beach County. It serves the West Palm Beach area, along with communities surrounding Lake Okeechobee. Paul has been there for 9 years already, and it's hard to believe we've known each other for about 15 or so. He used to be with Churchill Media Group and with BMP, and he joined Glades Media in February of 2010. Good morning, Paul. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, Adam, and I echo your sentiments for Floridians of the Panhandle. I hope everything works out well. They're about to start assessing damage, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
We mentioned the storm and the recovery efforts because certainly storm warnings and coverage of what to do before, during, and after a big storm is part of what we do here in Florida. And what you do at Glades Media is unique because you're really the only fully local operator in a growing part of South Florida for Latinos. We're talking about Hispanics and Spanish speakers that really rely on in-language content that perhaps a national or regional focus can't deliver to them. So you have two radio brands, if you will, La Ley and Radio Fiesta. What can you say about the growth of these radio stations over the time that you've been there and how that really plays up the idea of how local and in-language sets you apart and makes you special and needed for this group of listeners?
Well, Adam, you know, it's a unique format, and it's especially unique here in Florida. Florida, Hispanic population is in growth mode. We use census figures because we don't subscribe to Nielsen. So we look at the census figures to kind of help direct us. In the 2010, 22% of the population was Hispanic. And in West Palm Beach, where there was 12% growth, 89% of which was Hispanic. So that's kind of our bell cow, so to speak. And that's where we rely on our growth patterns. We don't reflect in the Nielsen as well because the target market of ours is a very difficult one to measure. It's Hispanic-speaking households. And the methodology being meters makes it a little difficult to find our people because they live in little barrios and they're all clustered together. Unless you get that one particular call, you're not going to get measured as well. But the response rate is very, very well, good, and the revenue is strong. So we think we're in the right place to grow.
And when we talk about the growth, certainly from my experiences in Palm Beach County of late compared to those to the south, Broward County being Fort Lauderdale, Miami-Dade County, you have a very unique population of Hispanics, and that growth is a little different than what's being seen about an hour to the south. You have a community of regional Mexican listeners, and as a result, you've reached out to them with La Ley. That's really the only thing that they have. And quite honestly, if, you know, I'm of Mexican ancestry or heritage and I want to listen to that type of music rather than the salsa and the bachata and the reggaeton down to the south and the bigger Miami DMA, you're it. So let's talk a little bit about the growth and success of Lale. And I'm wondering if you've seen any listeners maybe float up from Miami, perhaps via streaming audio.
Well, yeah, and we use we keep track of our streams to find out where our audience is. You know, you just mentioned that Miami itself does not offer a regional Mexican format this fashion any longer. They've gone the way of Cuban Puerto Rican sound, and for good reason. But we're finding that because of this, we have tremendous listenership in and around Miami when it comes to streaming because they can't get the product anywhere else. September, out of 83,000 listeners coming out of Miami, with 35,000 of them. In August, 93,000 coming out of Miami, 39,000. So it's a missed format down there. But I can see their point. I mean, they've got big sticks and they've got a lot of power. And they just want to generate as much coverage over as many different kinds of Hispanics as possible. And in their particular area, it's primarily Puerto Rican Cuban. So with that in mind, they're staying true to their point, and they've dropped the format that we believe we want to embrace up here. And we're getting some coverage down in Miami, too. So we think we're in the right place there.
We've heard a lot in the past about being in the shadow of a major DMA. We know it can be daunting for operators of English language media, let alone Spanish language media. So we're wondering, is it a challenge for you and Glades Media? And are you effectively competing for dollars? Or do you really have your own story to tell in terms of advertiser growth?
Well, we're kind of a niche format, obviously, in South Florida area. Being a which we don't do head-on competition with Miami as far as ad dollars, other than possibly network and national. 85% of our business is local, and 85% of our local business want to reach West Palm Beach local population. So they utilize us, and our revenue has not suffered, regardless of what the ratings have been or aren't or are. We've got an isolated niche market, a format perfectly tailored for the power and the strength of our sticks. It covers the area where our Spanish-speaking population lives. So, yes, it's daunting. I know that when I deal with the national business here and I deal with network business, it's always a challenge because they have such big numbers. But we point out the fact that nobody else is doing what we're doing. And that there's a significant amount. We estimate 70,000 Mexican South Americans right here in West Palm Beach.
Wow.
And nobody's targeting. So we're making hay with that. I can't say it's not a challenge. And one reason there's probably not a lot of people trying this format up here is because it is so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in the right place at the right time, and we've been doing it for years. So we have the niche, and we're pretty much secure in that respect.
So talk to me a little bit about Radio Fiesta. Certainly that serves a slightly different audience than La Ley. How is that performing, both from a rating standpoint or whatever data you use, and maybe from a standpoint from the revenue? Because that's certainly, at the end of the day, probably what's most important for Glades Media.
Well, we picked this up about a year ago as far as flipping the format Radio Fiesta to more of a Latin pop delivery. We have one competing station here, Via, which is basically the number one rated station if you use Nielsen figures, which we can't. But we think we offer an opportunity for advertisers to get the second best. I think, what was it, Hertz and Avis used to have a big campaign where they were bragging about being number two. We almost do the same thing. If you want to purchase the bigger station by Nielsen standards, then go ahead and do so, but protect your investment by utilizing us. We jumped into this fray, not necessarily to compete head up with the bigger stick and the more power of our competitor in the format, but we did it because the growth of Hispanics, the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans, are sliding up from Miami into, they're finding great places in West Palm Beach.
Yes.
And as that population, you could see it when you walk along the streets in certain areas of town. We saw that. We said, you know what? You know, what if the whole market flips over from the number one station across America in Mexican music is regional Mexican? What if it flips and we're not prepared? So what we did is we put on the, we took the regional Mexican offering we had on our WWR app, Radio Fiesta, we took that off and put in Latin pop. As a ratings, I can't really talk about that, but I can tell you that the response has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of guys in there, and that's one of our things, is like local live jocks that entertain at the clubs. They've consumed in a couple of the Latin pop clubs. And so they relate to the audience. They relate to the music. And we're finding it pretty effective. Mm-hmm. In this market now, 35% are Cuban descent, 26% are Mexican, and 23% are projected to be Puerto Rican. So unless we cover both bases, both the Mexican and Central American and Cuban and Puerto Rican, we might be leaving ourselves or advertisers short. Mm-hmm. When they purchase WLLY, a regional Mexican, we can also offer the other side of the Hispanic umbrella. And we find that it to be a very effective approach, and it is growing in revenue-wise.
I like that kind of umbrella approach that Glades Media is taking to reach the Hispanic community in your market. And I think that's a good lesson for a broadcaster in another market that may have more than one station. Maybe there are two stations that aren't really performing to their liking and they're looking at Hispanic. You have the regional Mexican audience and you have the island-based audience, if you will, with the growth of Dominicans in some part of the nation. Central Americans, they don't listen necessarily to the banda norteña, grupero music exclusively. There could be two opportunities for you, and this is certainly being demonstrated at Glades Media in West Palm Beach. I also, Paul, like the fact that you've decided to put Radio Fiesta on for competitive reasons. Certainly, the iHeartRadio cluster in West Palm Beach does a tremendous job. They have some great radio stations that I listen to all the time. And Mia is, certainly one of their challenges. We're not going to go into detail as far as, what that situation is on their end. But certainly on your end, you've proven to be a worthy competitor and has kind of put them in a situation where, okay, well, maybe we can't go regional Mexican now because we now have a direct competitor with the current format we have. Again, it all comes together when it comes down to what makes the most sense for an operator. And it seems like things are making sense when it comes to your balance at Glades Media. I just wanted to quickly bring up that Glades Media is not exclusively offering Hispanic formats. Don't you have two English language formats as well in your station group?
Yes, we do. And this is probably where it's our beta tester. We have WOKC, a great country station that's in Okeechobee. It's the crown jewel of that little community. I mean, my general manager there is like the mayor of the city. It's old radio. It's connected radio. It's what radio was when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s. Everybody's a star that's on the air. Everybody knows everybody in town. And so we take a lot of cues from what works on that in the locality. Being local, having that local morning man, having those connections to the community is what we try to do on the Hispanic side. We have a Hispanic radio station, WASD-FM up there, that's in Okeechobee, targets Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast. And between the two of them, you get the total population, and everybody helps everybody. It's amazing. So if they lose, somebody misplaces their dog, they call the station, save us, And so that's why we believe so much in local. We're not voice-tracked everywhere. We do have some need to have some entertainment areas where we use some national programming, but it's rare, it's low, and try to get local people that are on the air, that are buying the food at the food stores, that are seeing the people in the public eye and feeling their pain and feeling their gratitude for other things. So we're there and we're local and we sell it that way.
Well, Paul, we are out of time, but I want to definitely thank you for calling in this morning and being my guest on the Hispanic Radio Podcast. These are housed at HispanicRadioConference.com. And if you'd like more information on what Paul and his group are doing, why don't you visit GladesMedia.com and learn a little bit more about everything that they're accomplishing in the Palm Beaches. Also want to remind our listeners that March 12th and 13th are very important dates that you might want to ink into your calendar now. And Paul, I hope I see you, not to put you on the spot, but those are the dates for the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference. It is located at the... Yay! All right. Looking forward to it, and I hope our listeners decide to attend too. It's the best spring break trip that you can possibly think of. We will be in beautiful Doral at the Intercontinental, minutes away from all the offices of all of the major Hispanic advertising agencies and media companies in the United States. Again, more information at HispanicRadioConference.com. It's where we house all of our podcasts. And with that, I have one final thought as a soon-to-be new resident of Delray Beach. It's amazing that it has a bodega.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on
up. Well, okay. So there's a bodega down the street where I can buy pan dulce, Sidral Munde, Ariel, and Bubu Lubu. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you haven't been to Mexico. But let me just say, this was a shock to me.
We're talking about pastries and sodas, basically, and bread.
And laundry powder and candy that they sell on the traffic-clogged periféricos around Mexico City. But, you know, I'm presently in Hollywood, Florida. I've been in the Miami-Dade market since I left Radio and Records, and now going to be heading up to Palm Beach. And again, it was incredible that here we are just 4 miles away from the avenue of Delray Beach. And we have this little Mexican bodega. Certainly, this is a reality of the city of Delray Beach. Is this a reality of Palm Beach County today, where the Hispanics are spread across the region, and you know, the demographics that we saw 10 years ago, we should just throw out the window?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I've been seeing this for 9 years, and serving the 70 million Mexicans that we serve. This product line has been prominent. I mean, I'm also married to an Hispanic female, and she shops these stores, so I'm very familiar. I mean, I stop and get the bread too. You know, it's different, but they're hiding in plain sight. I mean, 1 in 5 people are Hispanic in this community, and so if you take the blinders off and look around, you'll see the importance. I know we have a major player in Publix that promotes these product lines. We have they use our talent for endorsements during Hispanic months. So the store, the grocery stores, they're getting involved. They're setting aside aisles of importance to them, and that's our niche too. We get that business.
Well, we're out of time, and I'm glad that we had this conversation. Again, Paul Dennitz is the director of sales for Glades Media, serving West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, the Okeechobee communities in Okeechobee County, or what is that, Hendry County out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So beautiful city of Clewiston, Belglade. That's everything that Glades Media offers. And this is a podcast that is copyright 2018 from Streamline Publishing. You can find them at HispanicRadioConference.com. I'm Adam R. Jacobson. Have a great day.